Rocky Horror Vampire Show, Class 9E. Narrator 1, 70s costume, flare, fuzzy hair, bald Richard O'Brien sat on a stool. Hi there, I want to tell you about a man who had an idea 45 years ago. His name was Richard O'Brien, points to Richard. Richard O'Brien, at the time I was a young actor in the UK without a job, but I had an idea for a musical. Narrator 1. This idea that would change his life and bring hours of happiness to millions of people would make fun of bad old horror movies such as Frankenstein, Allies, and a transvestite. Man poking head out of side stage. Stage whisper. Am, we agreed there wouldn't be a transvestite in their version. No ladyboys, remember? Narrator 1. Oh yeah, sorry, make fun of Frankenstein, aliens, and Dracula. Richard O'Brien. The show was a hit, and it was made into a movie, The Rocky Horror Show, and I became rich and famous. Narrator 1. Throughout the last 40 years, this movie has always been on show somewhere around the world, and that's a world record. Richard O'Brien. And that's what makes it so special. People go and watch the movie at midnight, dress up as transvestites. Man at side stage. Stage Wisterkopf. Vampires. Richard O'Brien. Yes, eh? Dress up as vampires. Dance, sit, sing, and act along with the movie. It's lots of fun. Narrator 1. Well, now let's have a look. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you tonight's midnight showing of The Rocky Horror Picture Show at a cinema in a big city right now, somewhere in this galaxy. 10 fans come in and sit. Stage left, facing cinema screen. Stage right. They are dressed in ragtag Rocky Horror clothes. A1. How exciting, finally I get to see this. You know, my mum said she did all this 30 years ago. A2. Ladyboy scream. Yes, I know, you've told me at least 10 times, dear. A3. Have we got everything? Rice? A4. Rice, yes. Holds up rice. Newspaper? A3. Newspaper, yeah. Water pistols. A4. Of course. Rain, here we come. A1. It's starting. I'm so excited. My mom said she saw this 30 years ago at university. A2. Ladyboy scream. Yes, I know. You told me this 11 times, dear. A5. Usherette with ice cream box runs to the front and dramatically lip syncs the singing on screen. Movie with words on screen. Movie. Michael Rainey was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. A6 shouts, stand on your feet. Movie. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. A7. Sexy, sexy. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. A1 to A10. Science fiction, double feature. Dr. X will build a creature. See androids fighting Brad and Janet. Anne Francis stars in Forbidden Planet. Whoa, oh, 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 in the late night double feature picture show. Stage screen shows background of church wedding guests come out and stand in front of it. A8, here they come. A4, it's time for the wedding rice, pretends to throw rice. Photographer, let's get a picture. Close together now, the grandparents. Yes, all the close family. Ah, hold it, beautiful. And smile, congratulations, Ralph. I guess we finally did it. Got married, huh? Brad. Well, you and Betty have always been a romantic pair since you met on Dr. Scott's extra English course. Ralph. Well, to tell the truth, Brad, that's the only reason I studied English. Betty. Okay, you guys, this is it. Well, Betty's going to throw the flowers. Janet catches the flowers. I got it, I got it. A9. I got it too. Marry me. Standing up to swinging flowers. Ralph. Hey, Brad, it looks like it could be your turn to get married next, eh? Brad, who knows? A10, I know. Ralph, well, so long. See you, Brad. Guess we better get going now, Betty. Janet, oh, Brad, wasn't it wonderful? Didn't Betty look beautiful? I can't believe it. An hour ago, she was just plain old Betty Monroe, and now she's Miss Ralph Hapshut. Brad, yes, Janet, Ralph's a lucky guy. Janet, yes. Guest, dramatically crying. I always cry at weddings. Brad. Everybody knows that Betty is a wonderful little cook. Janet. Yes. Brad. Hey, Janet. Janet, yes, Brad. Brad, I've got something to say. Janet, Brad, I really love the skillful way you beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet. Janet, oh, Brad. Brad, refrain Janet sung by three attendants, changing the wedding to funeral. The river was deep, but I swam it. The future is ours, so let's plan it. So please don't tell me to can it. Janet, I've got one thing to say. That's damn it. Janet, I love you. The road was long, but I ran it. Janet, there was fire in my heart, and you fan it. Janet, if there was one fool for you, then I am it. Janet, one thing I have to say, and that damn it. Janet, I love you. Here's a ring to prove I'm no joker. There's three things I love can grow. That's good, bad, or mediocre. Oh, Janet, I love you so. Janet, it's nicer than Mary Monroe had. Oh, Brad. And now that we're engaged, I'm so glad. Oh, Brad. Now that you met Mom and you know Dad, oh, Brad. I have one thing to say, and that's, Brad, I'm mad for you, too. Attendant one, out of the way, please. This is a funeral. Oh, Brad. Brad. Oh, damn it. Janet, I'm mad. Brad. Oh, Janet. Janet, for you. Brad, I love you, too. Brad and Janet, there's one thing left to do. Ah, oh. Brad, then let's go see the man who began it. Janet, when we met in his science exam, it, Janet, made me give you the eye and then panic, Janet. Now I have one thing to say, and that's, damn it, Janet, I love you. Damn it, Janet. Janet, oh, Brad, I'm mad. Brad, damn it, Janet. Janet and Brad and Janet, I love you. Kiss hidden by coffin being carried in front. Attendant one, how romantic. Audience, boring. Narrator 2-4, dressed in formal clothes. Narrator 2, I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey. It seemed a fairly ordinary night when Brad Majors and his fiancée, Janet West, two young, ordinary, healthy kids, left Denton that late November evening to visit a Dr. Everest Scott, ex-tutor and now friend to both. Narrator 3, it's true there were dark storm clouds, heavy and black, which they were driving towards. It's true also that the spare tire they were carrying really needed some air, but they, being normal kids and on a night out, well, they're not going to let a storm ruin their evening, were they? Narrator 4, on a night out, it was a night out they were going to remember for a very long time. Janet and Brad in a car. Janet, oh, what's the matter, Brad, darling? Brad, we must have taken the wrong road a few miles back. Brad, well, I guess we'll just have to turn back. Janet, oh, what was that bang? Brad, oh, we must have a blot. Damn it, I knew I should have gotten that spare tire fixed. Will you just stay here warm and I'll go for help? Janet, but where will you go in the middle of nowhere? Brad, didn't we pass a castle back on the road a few miles? Maybe they have a telephone I could use. Janet, I'm going with you. Oh, no, darling, there's no sense of both of us getting wet. Janet, I'm coming with you. Besides, darling, the owner of that phone might be a beautiful woman, and I might never come back, and you might never come back again. Brad, ha ha ha. Brad and Janet get out of car with newspaper overhead. Over at the Frankenstein place, rain on screen, audience gets theirs newspaper and water pistols. Vampire One, in the velvet darkness of the blackest night, burning bright, there's a guiding star, no matter what or who you are. Brad and Janet, there's a light, Vampire 2, over at Dracula's place. Brad and Janet, there's a light, Vampire 3, burning in the fireplace. Brad and Janet, there's a light, light in the darkness of everyone's life. Riff Raff, the darkness must go down the river of night's dreaming. Flow, Morpheus, slow. Let the sun and light come streaming into my life, into my life. Brad and Janet, there's a light. Vampire 1-2-3, over at Dracula's place. Brad and Janet, there's a light. Vampire 1-2-3, burning in the fireplace. There's a light, a light. Brad and Janet, in the darkness of everyone's life. Narrator 4. And so it seemed that good luck had smiled on Brad and Janet, and they had found the help that their situation required. Or had they? At castle door, Janet, Brad, let's go back. I'm cold and I'm frightened. Just a moment, Janet. They might have a phone. Hello. Brad. Hi, my name is Brad Majors, and this is my fiancée, Janet Weiss. I wonder if you could help us. You see, our car broke down a few miles up the road. Do you have a phone we might use? Riffraff, you're wet. Janet, yes, it's raining. Brad, yes. Riffraff, yes, I think perhaps you better both come inside. Janet, you're too kind. Oh, Brad, I'm frightened. What kind of place is this? Brad, it's probably some kind of hunting lodge for rich weirdos. Janet, oh. Riffraff, this way. Janet, are you having a party? Riffraff, you've arrived on a rather special night. It's one of the master's parties. Janet, oh, lucky him. Magenta, you're lucky. He's lucky. I'm lucky. We're all lucky. Ha ha ha. Time warp. Most of the cast audience dances at their cinema streets. Riffraff, it's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely. Magenta, not for very much longer. Riffraff, I've got to keep control. I remember doing the time warp, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me. Riff and Magenta, and a void would be calling, all vampires. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Narrators, it's just a jump to the left, all. And then a step to the right. Narrators, with your hands on your hips, all. You bring your knees in tight, but it's the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Magenta, it's so dreamy. Oh, fantasy, free me. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with your voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all. Riffraff, with a bit of mind flip. Magenta, you're into the time slip. Riffraff, and nothing can ever be the same. Magenta, you spaced out on sensation. Riffraff, like you're under sedation. All. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Columbia, well, I was walking down the street, just having a think, when this snake of a guy gives me an evil wink. He shook me up. He took me by surprise. He had a pickup truck and the devil's eyes. He stared at me. I felt the change. Time meant nothing. Never would again. All. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Narrators, it's just a jump to the left. All. And then a step to the right. Narrators, with your hands on your hips, all. You bring your knees in tight, but it's the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. All. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Narrators, it's just a jump to the left, all. And then a step to the right. Narrators, with your hands on your hips, all. You bring your knees in tight, but it's the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Janet, Brad, say something. Brad, say, do any of you guys know how to rap? Janet, Brad, please, let's get out of here. Brad, for God's sake, keep a grip on yourself, Janet. Janet, but it seems so unhealthy here. Brad, it's just a party, Janet. Janet, well, I want to go. Brad, well, we can't go anywhere until I get to a phone. Janet, then ask the butler or someone. Brad, just a moment, Janet. We don't want to interfere with this celebration. Brad, they're probably foreigners with ways different to our own. They may do some more folk dancing. Janet, look, I'm cold, I'm wet, and I'm just scared. Brad, I'm here. There's nothing to worry about. Dracula, how do you do? I see you met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candyman. Don't get stuck out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just great cool Dracula from my castle in Transylvania. A6, Dracula? Where's the super cool transvestite? A7, is this the right movie? Where's the sexy black tights gone? Dracula looking angrily at hecklers. Brad, I'm glad we caught you at home. Can we use your phone? We're both a bit in a hurry. Janet, right. Brad, we'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry. A8, hey, Brad, you're in the wrong castle. That's Dracula, not Frankfurter. Dracula ignores Heckler. Well, you got caught with a flat. Well, how about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll seem all right. But first, it's bloody. Well, time to eat. A10. Hey, that line's not in the movie. Dracula and vampires run to 10 audience members and bite them with lots of blood. A9, oh my God, help us. A3, did anyone bring a gun with silver bullets? A4, silver bullets only kill werewolves, you idiot. Narrators 2-4 as vampires chase narrator 1 and Richard O'Brien. Brad and Janet slowly walk backwards across the stage, embarrassed and escape. A1, you know this really didn't happen 30 years ago when my mom watched this. A2, for the 100th time, can't you just shut up about your mom? Ah.